The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.
Greetings to you. My name is Brant. We're so glad you're listening. Producer Sherry is here. This is just your typical show with a really nice black lady with a big laugh joining odd, nerdy white guy who's on the autism spectrum and plays the flute.
Now, we know that those shows are a dime a dozen, but we're asking you to still tune in.
It's a tired formula, but we're going to try it again, this time with ourselves. You need to know something. This show is preceded by me going into the content fields for hours every day.
That's very true.
I go find the content. Mm-hmm. I pick the best content. I'm thinking of you when I do it. I think of you, like That's you wonderful. As you're listening. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, how can I be encouraging or what kind of... And sometimes it's tough to find the content.
Yeah.
The content fields are barren.
Yes.
This morning was not that way.
The harvest was ripe.
The harvest was ripe. I have so much content today.
Oh,
it's
my
unbelievable.
Goodness. You don't feel uncomfortable setting the bar this high?
No,
you feel good about it.
This good. I see it. It's on my computer.
Okay.
I have collected it, collated it, put it in order for today's program.
Well, sit up, everyone.
Yes. Sit up, everybody. You might ask yourself, well, it's so great. Why are you killing time right now just telling us about it? And that is a good point, and it's valid, but it's going to kick in soon. Maybe, just maybe, just throwing this out there, maybe this applies to you. Maybe you are doing something pretty important in life, and you know it is, and it's good. But you're getting kind of tired of it. Getting kind of weary of it. We totally get that. Mm-hmm. Maybe you even want to quit whatever it is that you're doing. Maybe it's making a relationship work. Maybe it's, but you know it's good. I don't know what it is. I, for one, and I think Sherry will have my back on this, hope you keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just a nerdy guy on the radio, but I'm rooting you on, and Sherry is too. So keep going. Don't get tired.
Yeah.
Things matter. And we are impressed by people who do not give up.
And faithfulness matters.
Easily. It does.
Yeah.
It's everything. Not gonna lie, this makes me sad. Makes me very sad.
What is it?
The most common words people use to Google to spell are beautiful, the word beautiful, friend.
Friend is, yeah.
And because can throw some people.
Why does this make you sad?
Because you need, I mean, you could turn to us. There's people that are, we're spellers.
I turn to you all the time.
Thank you. It makes me feel really good. It does. It does. Instead of turning to Google, there's people out there. Like there's a certain group of people like me out there.
Yes, yes.
It's all we have, basically. We're good spellers. It's all.
I know.
We didn't win the track meet. Didn't dominate.
So it's a slap
football.
In the face to not be turned to in a time of need.
Yeah, if you just go to
it.
Google.
Yeah.
When I if I'm nearby and I get such joy.
It's what you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get it.
Let us have a roll. It is time for Brant's Three Things. I'm looking for the giant fanfare.
Yay.
I found it.
There it is.
Okay, so today, the three things that I come to you with, three ways to make space for God in your life.
Oh, that's wonderful.
My creative little ideas. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading this, and I thought, that's what I need. That is what I need. There's so much about making space for God in Scripture, like in our lives, in the time we have, the brain space we have. How about this? This was suggested. Use stoplights as a cue to pray.
Ooh, this is good.
Isn't it?
Yes.
I just read this.
That's good.
Nothing original here.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, I'm going to do that. Right now, I use my dog walk as a cue to pray.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you hit a red light and you're like, sweet, next 60 seconds, I'm going to talk to God about what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Just a minute. But a red light. Like you start to integrate little things into your life where you start to practice his presence in your life, changes things. Second thing, if you're in any kind of customer service job at all, pray for each customer. Somehow, just use the customer herself or himself as a cue to bring your mind back to God, because it's not gonna happen otherwise. So we're just looking for little ways to cue ourselves to go back to him and then integrate that into our normal lives. So it's not like, I have to wait till I take some prayer sabbatical or something that right. I'm never going to do, maybe.
Don't have to wait for a sunset right. or a mountaintop. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll wait until I'm silhouetted on the beach with my arms up high.
You don't have to.
To make a meme. No. In your actual going about, walking about life, like making space for God, maybe that's it. Each customer, just throwing that out there. So thankful to the people who sponsor our podcast right now, fellowshiphomeloans.com. They're awesome. fellowshiphomeloans.com, and you can save a lot of money. Mike and Brian are the guys there you want to talk to. It's 800-804-SAVE. Again, 800-804-SAVE or fellowshiphomeloans.com. Doing Brand's three things, three ways to make more space for God in your life, like in your daily life. And this is going to sound kind of old school, and it is, but food, like actually going back to offering a blessing before you eat something.
Yeah.
I was watching Steisel, which is on Netflix or Amazon or something.
Okay.
It's a really brilliant series about Orthodox Jews in Israel, modern day Israel. But they still do stuff like if they're going to have bread, they'll say something right before they eat it. And it might be hurried, but they're doing it and they mean it. Like, hopefully. You don't want it to be legalistic.
Right.
But they will say, blessed are, like if they're going to have bread, blessed are you, Lord our God, ruler of the universe, who brings forth bread from the earth. But that can go for everything. There's something like, thank you, Lord, for this. You're the one who provided this. That could just be it. That's it. Thank you, Lord, for this. You provided this. But just little cues in life, because we do eat, little cue to bring our mind back to God again. You know, it's true, a lot of us, sometimes we lose perspective, and we need to take a step back and...
We were so close to getting perspective and taking step back.
We have breaking animal news. We have to interrupt what we were doing there.
Oh, no.
To bring you animal news as it breaks. There's a dog... This is something else. There's a car accident, and this dog gets lost after the accident on the highway.
Okay.
He's so scared, he jumps out of the back of the car and just takes off across this empty field. And they're like yelling at him, come back, come back. Well, they love him.
Sure.
He doesn't come back. He's gone. He's so scared.
Yeah.
So they're going to sleep. The owner's like, we're going to sleep. He's not there, you know, in our room with us like he usually is. We're crying. Can't find him. Oh, it gets good, Sherry. Don't worry.
I'm sorry.
Then there's a phone call.
Yes.
From the police. An Idaho farm had a dog show up and start shepherding all of their sheep.
Brent.
True. And it wasn't their dog. They're like, what's going on? And it was this dog who just had to do his thing.
He just had to do his thing.
He's just, because that's what he does. He's a shepherd, Australian shepherd mix.
Okay.
And so they find things to shepherd.
Right.
And he didn't know what else to do, so he's out there shepherding.
See, that's the thing.
That's
you
beautiful.
Keep projecting human emotions. He was scared. He didn't know what else to do.
He was scared.
That's not, we don't know that. He's a dog.
The cynicism. it cuts to the quick, you guys. We were just talking about this awesome sheepdog. I had read something, and I shared this with Sherry. I thought you might be interested in this. She was interested. So shepherds, we picture them. They've got the shepherd's crook, the stick.
Yeah.
I always thought that was to use, to guide the sheep around.
Yeah,
like you tap them
in
with
line.
It.
I thought so, too.
It's not. It's not how shepherds work. I was just hearing about this. They actually don't use the stick for that. They use the stick to ward off, wolves or whatever that come attack. The way they guide the sheep around is with their voice.
I thought that was amazing.
Yeah. And it's from behind. They can call out certain commands, do this, go over here. And sheep recognize the voice of their shepherd. And if they don't, they're lost. You know who doesn't listen is goats. Which I thought was interesting.
Yeah.
The goats don't listen. But the sheep, they know the shepherd's voice and they are dialed in. Yeah, we know it's summertime now, but we're still giving out honorary doctorates.
Sure, why not?
Everything running a little late this year.
Why not us?
Jeremiah asked if he could have one. He said, hey, Brent, I was wondering if I could have an honorary doctorate in avoiding phone calls.
Oh, okay.
He said, I thought about Yale or Columbia, but I thought the Brant Hansen show was a bit more prestigious and would hold up more over time.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. True. Sure. Okay.
Jeremiah, I'm happy to give you this as you walk across the stage, an honorary doctorate
in avoiding phone calls.
And then.
What an achievement.
It is. And then, surprising the crowd.
By.
I realize that's an awesome doctorate to have.
Uh-huh.
I turn around.
And award yourself.
And I award myself.
I was so afraid to say that this university is a perfect place to get that doctorate.
It is. I deserve this too. I also avoid all phone calls. We're awesome.
Wow.
We were just talking about this. I think it's really cool. The shepherd doesn't use a stick to guide the sheep around. I didn't even know that until recently. So it's not a stick. They use their voices.
Mm-hmm.
And so the sheep have to be able to recognize that. I was telling Sherry, like, the sheep are so dialed into the shepherd's voice. If you put them in, let's say that shepherd leaves or something,
mm-hmm.
you put them in with a new mix of tons of other sheep
mm-hmm.
with a new shepherd, those sheep, other sheep that know that shepherd will go with it, but they'll just, they won't do it.
Mm-hmm. They're looking or listening for the voice.
Got to be that voice.
Yeah.
Be all sorts of other noise going on, but I'm so dialed in
mm-hmm.
as a sheep. To hearing the right voice,
mm-hmm.
I won't go astray.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so dialed into the voice I trust. This is how sheep work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so dialed in that I screen the other stuff out, but I gotta know his voice to do it.
Mm.
And I think about that because we live in a pretty,
noisy.
Pretty, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't think of the word noisy. My vocabulary is shrinking as time goes on. What's the word for a lot of noise? We live in a very noisy place. I want to know his voice. Don't know if you have a song that just keeps echoing in your head. It's called the earworm, of course.
Mm-hmm.
It says here that it actually can interfere with your sleep.
Yeah. Do you have one?
This is even weirder than the normal earworm. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
I've woken up like the last week. Every day is a different Eagles song. I don't know why. I wasn't expecting that. No, me neither.
Have you been listening to it while you walk? Or
no.
You, no. Just out of nowhere. That is interesting.
I'm not even a big fan. I like the before my time kind of thing. But of course.
Weren't on an elevator, waiting room, anything
just,
like
just
that?
It just pops up. It's a different one. It's like a rotating list. And it's...
An eagle's earworm eagles. Rotating.
And I've heard you're supposed to get rid of it by singing Happy Birthday.
Huh.
Like
really?
That interrupts the melody. So every day it's like, well, I was standing on the corner with Happy Birthday. And I'm pretty sure that's going to get me a one-way ticket to
more of
an institutional setting. You need to be in awe. I just read this in the Wall Street Journal. The human... need to be in awe of something.
Oh, okay.
Very
overall.
Real. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be thankful too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very healthy to be thankful. We need to be in awe every day. And we also need, they're saying, to connect to something bigger than us.
Hmm.
So the conclusion in this article is that's why you need a tree friend.
A what?
A tree friend. You need to make friends with a tree.
The tree.
Because a tree will help you... be in awe.
Yeah.
It'll help you be thankful because it's so nice and
mm-hmm.
you need to connect to something bigger than you and the tree is bigger than you.
Wow. That is quite the jump.
It really is.
I wasn't expecting a tree friend.
But you can see the desperation we have. We're spiritual
mm-hmm.
and we can't not be spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
If we want the kingdom without a king though, that's what we wind up doing.
We're left with tree friends.
Yeah. Make a tree friend. Maybe that'll give you the awe. Tree didn't last forever. But you're made. There's something in you that's made for forever. And I hope we can connect with the real artist.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's new book, The Truth About Us, go to BrantHanson.com.